him Captain. Oh, Wizard, don't forget. CJ Morgan's his name, and he wanted to start a show. So we did. Now you're listening to him on that dang old radio.
Sound effects.
You really went all in with the Foley work there.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I thought it was time we needed a new intro, and so I just went and found every boat sound effect I could possibly find. The only one I didn't get to was Ahoy Hoy by one of my favorites from The Simpsons, from Mr. Burns, where he goes, Ahoy Hoy! But don't worry, I'll get to it. I also have one where men are going to yell, row, row, and like beat the drum. So we're gonna extend that intro.
Good, good, good.
Because we needed a new one for a while, right? So thought it sounds good. My favorite is just...
I thought it was like a tractor was the first thing you played.
It's a motorboat starting, oh, okay. Actually, yeah.
Do you have any sounds from like modern... wakeboarding boards here in the city.
Oh, dude! Crypto!
Yeah,
crypto!
Bro.
Crypto! Crypto! Anyway, my startup is called...
Yeah, we could have a few of those.
See, that doesn't sound like a wake. That sounds like it's the actual, the coast of wherever we're sailing. Do we need a wake noise?
They're waves lapping up against a drunk dude who fell asleep on the dock and missed the entire party.
Oh, no.
No,
about CJ.
We actually have an intro. Spencer made a brand new one, and I thought this would be a good time to share.
Oh, you didn't think playing it as the intro would work?
No, because we want an intro that's tried and true and tested.
Okay.
And nothing is better than a cannon fire. As a real one. I have some depth charges too, but I don't want to blow people's ears out.
Is that what those are? The mines that are like spikes on them or whatever? Are those just mines?
I think those are just mines.
Those are just mines. Okay, okay. Depth charges.
Looks like
those
a
are
barrel.
The barrels. Okay.
Yeah, you drop them and you try to blow up
a sub.
I've seen
movies.
Yeah, and by the way, you know how you can hear a sub because they're doing this.
Ah, sonar.
Yeah, they're beeping at you. Let's get to this new intro and let's see if we should keep it and actually use it for the show. Here we go. Debuting Spencer's latest piece of work.
101X. Alternative Austin. CJ Morgan Show.
Now, this you would hear... on the lake at a boat party. This is perfect for a summertime intro. I love it.
Well, yeah, good. I'm glad you liked it, because I worked on it for a very long time on Friday.
Okay, well, clearly it sounds like you did.
Yeah, I think it's cool that our show is now going to be sponsored by Whippets.
Yes.
Don't forget Ecstasy or Molly.
Now, speaking of Whippets... I do still have some whipped cream cases in the fridge, right?
Don't do that. Don't do that yet.
What do you mean, don't do it yet? Why not yet?
How have you?
Dude, listen to how the show just started.
We know how you made this intro, dude.
Wall.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
You guys don't have to call me out every time.
And listen, the intro and this show in general sounds so much better when your brain is being cut off from the oxygen the neurons desperately need to function and fire properly.
Yeah.
So... I encourage it for... Oh, never mind. That's a bad idea to say. Don't do drugs.
Don't do that.
Spenny, thank you for the new intro. We love it. And add a few more boat sound effects.
I will.
We'll be good to go. 101X. Feeling tired at work? It's okay. Take a nap. Today's the greatest. It is National Napping Day. This is the first time I've seen this on our calendar of national days, and the reason is because it's right after spring forward, daylight savings time. You feel a little tired. You feel a little silly on this day.
Do you? Never.
It absolutely, the only good thing about fall back, in my opinion, where this is, I'm very adamant that we should be stuck in spring forward because the golden, exciting main reason is that when you're at work, it's not dark at 5 o'clock and you don't leave work depressed because it's dark and go home and be like, it's time for bed.
Yeah.
You can get home with like 2-3 hours of sunlight.
I can't wait to leave here. It's 8 o'clock and still have a
bit of sun. And now it's sleepy right now. Fall back, people like, because you get the extra hour of sleep. Also, when you were younger, when it was 2 a.m. at the bar it rolled back to one.
Right.
And that's when everyone starts playing all the music from the Matrix and whatever club you're at, man, it gets extra wild.
I say we should just keep falling back over and over until we continue a cycle of 24 years.
Then it's going to end up like night country to where it's just always dark.
Screw it.
I like spring forward if we can just muscle through this, but that's why they... throughout the day of naps, and maybe instead of taking a day off after the Super Bowl, today should be the day off. But man, yesterday, I could not get out of bed. I tried to get up and do stuff, and I would find myself going upstairs, laying back down. I napped on and off all day yesterday.
You are,
and it was kind of depressing.
Smalls.
You didn't get a nap? What's wrong?
I've been here since 6 a.m., which is really 5 a.m.
We have a giant beanbag.
I am so exhausted today, and my body's all off because of this weird ass time thing. You know what I mean? My body didn't know when to be hungry. I'm sorry. I know I sound like a real wimp right now, complaining. But man, I will tell you what, I was not prepared for. Today. I was not prepared for this morning to show up an hour earlier. I can tell you that right now.
Our circadian rhythms really get whacked off.
And plus, plus your dogs and cats are going to be real confused. How come dinner is coming? When is dinner?
Yeah, it can mess with you a little bit. And I will say, I made the mistake Saturday night of staying up, and I was like, oh, honey, I think it's daylight savings. We were looking at our phones right when it switched, and I was like, oh man, now it's 3 a.m.
You were up that late?
Yeah. I stay up pretty late. That's why I sleep in.
Was that the night of your party?
Yeah, that too. And my buddy bamboozled me because he's like, hey, can we use your truck to pick up some toilets I bought at Home Depot or Lowe's, whatever? And I was like, yeah, sure. And he's like, all right, just meet at 10. I was like, yeah. And then when my alarm went off, I was like, you tricked me. It's daylight savings time. I shouldn't have to be up this early. That's why it ruined my whole day. It's because I got up early.
CJ, how do we celebrate napping day? Is it just straightforward? Just take a nap?
Yeah. And that was one of the things I always wanted to invent at a workplace was nap nooks, to where you have almost like you know how they have those big drawers at the morgue that you pull out like you see in movies? Just so you have a little nap nook that's on a timer and you just go in there and you're comfortable, you nap.
In the 90s, when there was the .com explosion here in town, I remember multiple friends of mine working for companies that had little napping cubicle things.
Wow. Yeah.
And I've seen them again. I feel like kind of when there was a bit of the tech boom at the beginning, before some companies were like, okay, I think we actually can do work now. But they have like little kind of weird domes you can go in and nap.
I would do that during, because Matt, like you do now, I worked a split shift for a long time, and I would nap under my desk and take like 15, 20 minutes, and then I'd wake up and I'd feel a little better.
I don't know how you guys do that. I can't nap anywhere around people.
It's hard.
It bothers
me. It's hard to
do.
They're
going to come up and poke me or take a picture of me.
Oh, they did. They
pull my pants down.
Yeah.
Look at my wiener.
Spencer, I'm going to be honest. That's actually sexually assault.
Yeah, that's
true. That is much worse than a prank. If someone did that to you or you're worried about that, you should seek help.
I want to make people laugh for other reasons, you know?
Yeah, not because they pulled down your pants while you were asleep.
A good way to avoid having someone pull down your pants while you nap.
Don't wear pants?
When you're napping in the office, bottomless. Don't wear pants during the nap.
Yeah, we call it Winnie the Pooing.
Yeah.
And then it's already like that.
Look at how comfortable Winnie the Pooh seemed his whole life.
All the time.
If you just a t-shirt only and then go to sleep underneath your desk.
He is a bit of a simpleton, though. I feel like he could make it work. I don't know about me.
Some honey. Oh, that's it. They just smear your groin and grah all in honey and bees. So they'll find a way to prank you no matter what, Spencer. So, you know, go take a nap today. Enjoy it. Find a good place to do it. And just, listen to the show. It'll help you go right to sleep.
Hey, just another new worry for you parents out there.
It's time for Parent Pickup.
Coming up tonight at 10, your kids might die. Save your babies. Listen now. That's how the news does it. You started off Parent Pickup saying, another worry?
Yeah, your kids are going to jail.
Oh, man, not again.
Yeah. I think we may have hinted on this on a previous show, but the more details are coming out now. Police, some boys aged 13 and 14, are under arrest because they... created what are called non-consensually generated imagery.
Like fake nudes?
Of a minor between the ages of 12 and 13. Yeah, basically what happened is they used an AI application and then they fed it girl's face, I think, and said, learn this face, and then said, make a naked picture with this girl's face. And what's odd is I don't think these teenagers, I'm not defending what they've done. I don't think they understand what they did was a crime.
Because you're stupid teenagers and you think it's funny. Teenager,
and I think they thought, oh, this is hilarious. We're going to spread this around because, well, because let's be honest, the prefrontal cortex is informed and teenagers are idiots. I say that.
I agree.
I'm not trying to be cruel. I went through it and I have one too. And I'm just telling you right now, teenagers, not good people.
No.
Shouldn't run anything. Shouldn't be left to run anything.
I mean, should we even let you all drive cars?
No, I don't know really why we do it other than...
To get them into the mines. Get them working.
You want to know why kids are allowed to drive cars?
Because get them out of your house?
Yeah, as parents, we're exhausted and we're like, okay, maybe you take yourself to soccer. Maybe that's the only reason. Yeah. We're exhausted.
You go get mommy's liquor.
Yeah, this is the first time that an incident like this has made headlines. News of harrowing middle school scandals broke back in December. Also, this scandal also broke back in December.
Did
as
you just
well.
Say heroin middle schools? We're not talking about the Dallas Plano Highland Park area, are we?
Harrowing middle school scandal, okay. Meaning
it's huge. It's a big
deal.
They
say it's been pretty traumatizing for all of the families involved. The girls, of course, who were made to be terribly embarrassed. The boys whose families now are like, we've got to figure out how to come up with money to try to keep our kid out of prison.
Yeah.
Similar stories are popping up, not just in middle school and in high schools. It's actually starting to happen around the world, and it's even happened as young as, sad to say, some elementary cases are popping up. All to say, please let these other families' troubles not be yours as well. You might want to start having this discussion with your young people right away.
Awkward.
And it's so hard because you're most of the time what you're really training a child is you're saying, like, hey, it's so weird because you look at your kid and you're like, but my kid wouldn't be involved in that kind of bullying. It's just that, you know how you have a good dog and you're like, my dog would never attack other dogs. And then suddenly the pack goes crazy.
It never happens until it does.
And then your dog jumps in with the pack. Generally what happens is there's one kid with a bad idea. And the next thing you know, six kids who you thought were actually kind of okay kids all have done the stupidest thing in the world. That's the tough part about raising teenagers. It is exhausting. And just another thing to start talking to them about. You should probably inform them, hey, stay away from it altogether. Don't make nudes of your friends, even as jokes. It's that kind of
stick with
thing.
Slam books. That's the old school way of if you want to pick on and bully someone in class, slam books. They're great.
No, don't. Well, that's not what we're trying to encourage either. Yeah, I just remember, I can remember in college, you know, some guys thought it was funny. They had a one of those Instamatic cameras, and one of them thought it was funny. He put his
dinger.
He put his dinger on a buddy of ours had passed out drunk, and they put his dinger on his forehead.
And they took a picture. Yeah,
and they took pictures because look, haha, you have a dinger on your head.
It was called teabagging back in the day.
Well, that kid got very, very, very upset. I think it was a lot of embarrassment, whatever. But he ended up, he was telling his parents about it. His parents got even more upset. And then they tried to charge the other kid who was at the party for putting his dinger on it for assault, sexual assault. And it was kind of a serious to-do. And I don't think that anybody involved there was trying to think of themselves being sexually assaulting. I think they were drunk 20-year-olds who thought, ha, dinger on your head's going to be hilarious.
Yeah, don't mess with that kind of stuff. There's always been something creepy and uncomfortable about not just cartoon nudes, but the celebrity fakes that are on the internet. And now it's going to another level. We heard about it with the Taylor Swift photos.
Well, it's even more scary too. Like you said, they're faking.
You can make
people
real
that aren't celebs even. And
yeah,
I don't know. It's just weird.
And it takes away work from people who got real good at Photoshop, like me.
One thing that may help out parenting is there is a U.S. congressperson who is trying to get a law passed that would make it illegal and a federal crime.
To generate,
just so that we can have something on the book. Some people are saying, well, you can't do that. That's an infringement on freedom and art or whatever. Mm. I think until we figure out this whole new thing, sometimes you may go overboard.
Chill.
Until we
Stay
can
away.
Figure out what's happening.
A wild, wacky weekend of sports, and of course, we've got a bet to settle, Matt versus CJ. It's double or nothing this week, and we included something very special. Nick, I can see over here there's a HEB Garlic and Herb Classic Pasta Sauce.
Mm-hmm.
It looks more like thick Italian dressing. But what is in this? What is in this jar you've brought?
Oh, just like, I don't know, 3 months of meat grease.
All the grease from my home. From Nick's Healthy Eating. He saves the meat grease and he brought it just for us.
There's some bison in there.
We'll get to the results of that.
Veal.
But first,
where Wagyu is from.
Dang, so you got good grease. It's healthy grease.
That's
you're,
right, buddy.
You're not just buying some gas station hamburger meat like I used to. And be like, well, I guess I'll add it to this mac and cheese so that way I'm getting all sides of the food group. Cheese. Pasta.
Is cheese a food group?
And dairy. Yeah, why not? Anyhow, let's talk some sports really quick, specifically the NFL, because, you know, I know you do two sports shows, and it's kind of the doldrums. But damn, dude, this is supposed to be a very... It's a wide receiver-heavy draft. Mm-hmm. It is a running back-heavy free agency market. But let's talk quarterbacks. It has been nothing but a silly quarterback weekend, starting with what happened to your Dallas Cowboys... Nothing.
I'll take it. Honestly,
no, yeah,
I'll take it. You can't screw up a move if you don't make a move.
I'll kind of agree on that. They did end up losing their quarterback or running back Tony Pollard, but
to the Titans.
Russ went to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Mm-hmm. Just now, breaking news. I don't know if you covered this. Kirk Cousins is leaving the Vikings, and he's going to Atlanta. So the NFL is it's not even free agency yet, right?
Well, it's like this weird legal tampering thing, which is NFL, you're telling yourselves, because the idea of legal tampering implies illegal tampering. But yeah, it's, I don't know, the Kirk Cousins thing.
Mac Jones is leaving the Patriots.
Well, we all knew that was coming.
I guess so.
It's not even worth reporting. I don't even play a breaking news sounder on that. The Kirk thing is a big deal because now it's like, hey, what's going on with... the Vikings? Are they going to try to trade up and take like a Jalen Daniels or something like that in the draft? Where will Justin Fields end up? So, exciting things.
I guess to round this out, my two questions would be, one, do the Cowboys pay, is Dak going to be our quarterback for a much longer time in the future? Like, I already know he got paid once, but they're talking about that again. Or are they going to do someone else? My next question is, are you happy hosting a sports show that there's NFL stuff to talk about so people care?
Yeah, except for the fact that I don't care about... My football is so fantasy football oriented that you're going to tell me that a defensive tackle will sign with the Raiders. I'm like, I don't care.
It doesn't matter until August.
Care.
But what does matter are the results of our sports bet. Now, to turn to Matt for a question. Matt, UT baseball, same as UT basketball this year. It's just an off year and we're going to have to zone out.
It's so weird because they started so well, so incredibly well. And then, just like UT basketball did, and then I don't know what's happening right now.
Well, I'll tell
they're
you what's happening.
They're playing good teams.
They were supposed to be a good team. They showed themselves to be a great team to begin the season, and now the wheels have once again come off. I don't know what's going on. Maybe everybody's just in a... I don't know. Can't speak to it.
Kind of a funk. We'll be back to... settle the results of the sports bet, all right? And this has been your sports for the entire month. We don't have to do any more, probably until fantasy football time. All right, it's a double or nothing sports bet week. Matt and I tied last week, so our double or nothing extra punishment happens to be here today. Nick brought a jar of meat grease from all his cooking over the last couple months. It looks delicious, it looks disgusting, and one of us two are going to have to eat it. So let's get to the bets, starting with Austin FC.
Did you say last week also that it's double or like a double down sort of bet, double or nothing?
That's literally what I just said to start the segment.
Oh,
yeah,
man,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Man, you and Matt do not pay attention. Nick, you should see. It's even worse.
Why did I just get rolled into that?
Because you weren't even listening.
What do you mean I wasn't listening?
He knows. I mean, actually, I have no idea. I still have no idea.
Let's find out who eats meat grease.
Wait, before we do that, I just want to remind you, it was double or nothing this week. So
yes, we know. Yeah. Just get to it. I know what happened.
It's a double.
So, Nick, did you bring double the amount of grease?
There's enough for everybody there.
Yeah, okay. Well, we need two jars technically. We might have to wait a month. Nick, for some reason, was like, yeah, whoever loses has to eat the jar of grease. I'm like, no, dude, a spoonful. We're not eating a jar of grease.
You brought a big spoon, man.
Could you imagine?
Just we have eat till you throw up.
Like,
that's
we have
it.
The big 101X event for South by Southwest, and, you know, we're interviewing bands like Frank Turner, the Black Keys. We have live music. Could you imagine telling the bosses that we missed South by Southwest because we ate a jar of Nick's meat grease.
The punishment should have been you have to take a spoonful of grease right before you interview the band in front of them. It's an icebreaker.
Well, I know you guys built Legos with the bands during Austin City Limits last. Everybody has a spoonful of Nick's meat grease.
We build grease snowmen. Let's get to the greasing. Austin FC, starting with that one, win, loss, or draw. Matt said they would lose. I said they would draw.
No, I said they would win.
Oh, you did say they would win. I forgot about that.
And you said they would lose.
And they almost did. They almost did win. And they didn't. You're right. They got a draw.
Well, they almost did lose, too.
But you didn't choose choose draw.
Yes, this one is a wash, unfortunately.
You both are nil-nil.
Matt almost had it until the 90-minute plus three.
I can't even. I'm so upset when I watched. Why do I have to watch a whole match just to watch it go to S after the game is really supposed to be over?
Right away, at the very end, in extra time. It's not extra time. It's so frustrating, too, for this team. That resulted in nothing. We both picked, I think, Texas basketball to beat Oklahoma.
That's true.
It happened.
Very impressive victory. You should feel good about the Longhorns going to the tournament now, both of them.
I mean, we'll see.
We'll see, but that was it was good to see them finally play Tyrese Hunter.
Like, be who he should be.
If Coach Terry can get him to do that, they actually might have a shot at doing a tournament run.
Yes, yes. Our total goals was going to be the tiebreaker. So if this next one ties, I think I said 3 goals, Matt said 4. It was actually 4 goals.
Right, but you know it's not.
So,
that's here's the thing.
So Matt's got the tiebreaker.
You came in here already so gloaty today, because I know you looked this up, and I always know how I've done simply by your mood when I come into the room. And you instantly are like, hey, how are you? Did everybody have a good weekend? And when you're all floaty like this on a Monday, it's because this is the first round of betting you have won in, like, I don't know what, 9-10 months? And it happens
years.
To be the week that the meat grease comes in?
Years.
I still haven't. I won 2 complete seasons and still haven't gotten the prize.
Guess what? His prize was dinner. He's
there
getting it right
go.
Now. He's about
there
to get it. It came down to our third bet, which was UFC Sugar Sean O'Malley, the championship fight against Vera. The only person he's lost to is Vera. I thought he was going to get humbled, but I still picked him. Man, he put on a clinic. Sugar Sean O'Malley wins, which means Matt's mouth also is going to win some delicious flavors.
I may or I may not. It really depends. I have to drop 2. I have to drop 2 pucks, right?
No, that's the meat good. Grease was the double or nothing punishment.
No. Meat grease goes in. Added.
Meat grease was
and
a punishment.
I drop 2, and then I have to do both of the punishments.
That's not
that's
true.
How that works.
The meat grease is one punishment, and then you have another punishment. So, Matt, if you just want to go ahead and get this over with instead of complaining,
why is it so watery? Nursing goo.
I've never seen grease watery
before.
Did
you put it in the microwave?
This has kind of got me worried because I thought. Like, did you just warm that?
You can spoon to the bottom.
It's
different levels. He's got veal. He's got chicken. He's got steak. He's got Wagyu. So there's different.
There's lots of bacon in there.
Even better. So bacon grease holds
bacon,
up, right?
Bacon, hey.
We're going to make this into a candle. You know how Jody Denberg, when he worked at KGSR, used to have candles lit in the studio? That's what we're going to do in here. We're going to have a grease can. Actually, that's a grease fire waiting to happen.
Yeah.
Never mind. All right.
Chuck would approve.
We'll figure out this punishment. We'll be back. Did I ever tell you all the time I ruined my last night of South by Southwest back in the day?
I don't know
which
if you
South by
did.
Southwest.
This was year probably 2010, 2011. 2010, I'll say that sounds good. Now I've had many ruined nights.
You say ruined, this is going to involve mushrooms, isn't it?
No, actually, it's not going to involve that.
Alcohol.
No, surprisingly
wait.
And
weed.
Yep. This also
see there's a smoke weed.
This also isn't the time that I went back to the station van to eat a bunch of barbecue ribs out of a warm hotel parking garage before going home and then throwing up. No, it was the last night of our broadcast on a Saturday, and that was the day we ended early. I had all my stuff planned out. A lot of shows I wanted to see. I think like Built to Spill were randomly playing at some small bar. And it's like, all right, cool. Had it all planned out. We go upstairs of we go to the rooftop of this bar. And I think I might have told part of the story before, but it's a real famous actress. It's Doug Benson. It's a bunch of the coworkers, and we're all just kind of hanging out. And were passing around one of those early vapes called an Iolite, a joint,
and a crappy pipe.
And
that's a lot of things moving around in this room right
now. And we're standing on the rooftop, and the bar manager brings up a six-pack, so we all kind of crack open a beer. And I'm telling some story, and I realize in this moment, I'm like, whoa, everyone's looking at me and paying attention and laughing. This is great. And
I hate it when that happens.
I'm getting towards the big culmination, the wind-up finish of the story.
You just paused for a second, and then you had these, and you're like, oh, my God. They're all waiting for me to finish my story,
right? But to me, it was a good moment because I was like, oh, the payoff really works in this. And as I'm going, suddenly all that weed hits, and I freeze, and then I kind of like get quiet, and everyone's like looking at me weird. My buddy Frankie kind of nods me, and I like, and I kind of walk off to the edge of the building, and I'm just kind of sitting there getting fresh air. And he's like, "Dude, are you all right?" And I'm like,
"All right."
So that was the ruining of me getting to hang out with celebrities and tell them great stories. But afterwards, I still had so much crap to do. So excited to enjoy my South by Southwest. So I have a little mother's help, or I have a, like half Adderall in my pocket. And I'm like, this.
Wait, I don't think a half Adderall is called a mother's helper.
Mm-mm.
I think you're going to have to come up with a different name. I think a mother's helper is like a glass of wine.
It's called meth light.
No, mother's little helper was always pills. I don't know.
Pills. That's always a very broad.
We'll consult the Rolling Stones about it. But I take that, and I'm like, I'll have a couple of drinks downstairs, and I walk out, and I'm still not feeling good. In fact, it makes me feel worse, because now I'm nauseous, because weed and alcohol.
You said there are three different things of weed going around in the circle, so yeah, of course you're feeling messed up.
Yes.
There's a vape pen, a joint, or whatever.
With the joint and the pipe, you can kind of pretend to take tiny hits and not even and just spit them out, but with that Iolite, early vape, man.
And do you think, like, on, like, the pipe or something, maybe they got some bad fruit on it?
I guess so, man.
Sometimes, you know, when you go out for cocktails, if there's bad fruit in your margarita or something, that's what makes you feel kind of sick.
Oh,
yeah.
It's such a shame.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't feeling good, so I luckily had one more place to wind down, and that was the radio station van, which was parked on the middle of 6th Street. I'm like, I'm feeling bad. Like, this sucks. I'm not going to go out. I'm going to take, like, a 30-minute nap, wait for this Adderall to kick in, and then I can either take the van home, or I'll get up and I'll feel like going to party. And so I go, I lay down, I dump out a box of t-shirts, and perfect. I put them on top of a folding table.
Perfect. We weren't using those anyway to give away to people.
Nope. I make a little nest, I lay down, and I'm kind of dizzy and spinning, but eventually I kind of doze off. Then, you know, 30, 40 minutes later, I wake up, the Adderall's kicked in, and I'm like, all right, cool, I'm ready to go. And I go to crawl at the back of the van, and poof, there's a car parked close behind me.
Oh, no.
So I can't get out. We have one of those cages in the front.
Right.
So I have to pull the cage out to get to the front, and then I crawl out of the passenger side of the van, and, like, the van's covered in stickers and cups. It's now dark for some reason. 6th Street is packed because it's also spring break, and I realize I slept till, like, 1 in the morning. So not only is my South by done and gone, but there's a cop car. They closed off 6th Street. So there was a cop. The cop cars were parked behind the van. So I can't get out.
And you're still a little high probably from it.
Oh,
so you're
dude,
all paranoid.
I'm a little high.
You're like,
I'm on Adderall.
These cops are going to be able to tell I'm on drugs.
I can't get out. And so I'm like, oh, I guess I'll go walk around. I got a guy that was selling pizza. I was like, if I eat, it'll be better. And then I threw that up pretty soon. And then just basically had to try to sleep in this van until 5 in the morning when they cleared the road. And then I could drive home.
How easy was it trying to sleep on that Adderall?
It was not. In a van where it's like packed and loud, it was nutty. It was the probably one of the worst nights I've had at South By, and that's even including the night I almost died.
Okay, so
by the way, this was this past Saturday.
Oh my God. And now we're back to do it again. Hi, yes, caller. Hello, how can I help you?
Hey, CJ, man, I just want to say that I love you, I love Penny, I love Nick, I love Matt. Y'all rock. I can't get enough of listening to y'all every day and listening to y'all on the podcast.
You know what? We love you. Thanks for saying that. And I'll meet you out back with your $20, or I'll Venmo you.
They told me 60.
60? Dude, my mom's lying. She doesn't have that. I appreciate my mom sliding into your DMs and asking you to say something nice for me, but we don't have that kind of money. 20 should do fine.
Okay, fine. 20 and a bag of Nick's edibles.
All right, man. Take care.
Later.
Looking at local stuff, South by Southwest is here. You guys seen this? You heard about this?
Oh, never heard of it. I believe it's a conference for spas and home saunas and stuff.
Oh, cool. This one's boats and fishing gear.
Oh, okay.
They do have those at the convention center. But no, it is the film and interactive portion. We're about to get into the music portion, which, guess what? 101X will be doing in cahoots again. 2 days, Wednesday, Thursday on the rooftop. Then Friday and Saturday music. And I know what you're thinking. I don't want to go downtown for South by Southwest. Here's the deal with the 101X thing.
Here's the kicker, baby. This is the best part.
We are right by Plaza Saltillo.
Yeah.
So we're right by the train stop. Close walk. It's free to get in, so you can come upstairs on Wednesday and then Thursday and watch me awkwardly try to interview the Black Keys and Frank Turner and all your favorite bands.
That's the entertainment, baby.
And then Friday and Saturday, you can hear live music. So there you go. That's the way to do it.
Yes, to drop in on the Plaza Saltillo.
Plaza Saltillo, yeah. Not the convention center, but Plaza Saltillo. And you feel like you're downtown. You feel like you're in the mix of it. But on that note, with South by Southwest, the trains run in extra hours. And I must say, as much as we rightfully like to bitch about this train, man, it makes it so much easier during time of year.
I live up north side. Well, shoot, man, you moved up north, too. And there's like a train station near my house. So I can just hop on, and I'm there in like 15. Well, it takes a little longer.
It's so great.
It's amazing.
And get downtown. Also, it's now at the Austin FC, like right there.
Q2, yeah.
It drops you off at Q2. Unfortunately, still no word on a train to the airport.
Nah.
No, not there yet.
All right.
End of the line, still the convention center. So it's in town. Duh. Just make sure to take pictures of celebrities if you see them. Watch out for traffic, all that crap. And come hang with 101X. And speaking of our fine, fair city and these great events that happen, the city manager has dropped out of... has officially withdrawn from his candidacy. This is now a 2-year issue of the city of Austin trying to find the manager.
Well, this is just one of the candidates. There's 3 finalists.
We got it down to 3.
Dropped out.
Okay, good.
And then there's 2 more finalists.
Has the finalist that was making fun of Austin and being like, hey, man, I can't believe they're going to pay me this much.
He did not become a finalist. Oh, okay. He was being interviewed, but he did not become a finalist.
That person did not make it. Now, if we have a mayor, shouldn't that be the city manager? Is this kind of like a king and prime minister situation?
The manager kind of runs the political side of the government, and the city manager runs the day-to-day operations of the government.
Yeah, so like a king and a prime minister.
Exactly. I mean, I learned this over the last couple of years.
Didn't have a city manager,
we had a city manager where we found out had paid for like... $7,000 for a sofa or something, and people were like, "What on earth?"
It was in the mayor's office too,
and
it all came out, and then they're like, "Yeah, we'll give it back."
Yeah,
and it was like, "Well, we caught you."
Yeah, exactly. And then everyone's like, "No, it's kind of it's like when you get caught, like, no, you don't have to give it back now. You've already had it for a week. It's like when I got my dog pepperoni. It's like, well, you've already had it a week. You're not going to just go give it back now. But I'm very disappointed that you got a $7,000 couch. Well, sorry.
Wait, pepperoni that much?
No, okay, not at all. But does that ragged goat-looking dog look that expensive?
No, that looks like kind of dog that they pay you to take from the pound.
All right, so there you go. I thought we had no city managers, but at least there's 2 other candidates.
Well, we technically don't have a city manager, and we haven't had one in a couple of years. We have 2 candidates, but we don't know that either one of those will stick either.
Well, we'll find out soon. We're also going to find out about... how many new people are going to move to Austin this week? I mentioned earlier, South by Southwest. It's here. Come party with 101X. Details, 101X.com. After some up and down weather, it's going to be beautiful this week. We are having the classic whenever people are in from out of town weekend that only happens around South by and one of the weekends of ACL Fest, where it is going to be bright, beautiful, and perfect.
Wow, I'd sure like to live here.
Go ahead, do it, bitch. Now I don't even care. I'm not even mad. I'm like, go ahead, move here. Move here.
Nah, yeah.
You'll learn it sucks.
Yeah, make sure to get here before August.
Yeah, right, so you can just enjoy
If you think it's beautiful now, you should see August. August and September, weather's perfect.
Someone asked me this weekend, they're like, what do you think it's going to be like this summer? And I started... spouting knowledge, and I was like, you know, we only got one big freeze, and usually if there's not a long sustaining freeze, you'll get a lot more mosquitoes and bugs. It does mean you get more fire. And then I just went, I don't care, man. It's going to be hot.
Yeah, exactly.
It's going to be hot. Like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if we break the 100 days record again or not. It's going to be hot. Ugh. It's going to be humid. And it's going to suck. There.
God, don't remind me of it.
That's your forecast. It's time for all the zany Oscar gossip. We've got the creamy hot scoops.
The internet has never been so easy.
The internet is abuzz with the Oscars. We don't even care about the winners or losers. We care about the fun, silly moments that happened at the Oscars. I thought I avoided them, but I didn't.
Oh, no.
It came so close. First, I was seeing stuff on the internet. Then my girlfriend got home and wanted to watch them.
Oof.
So I had to, but it's okay. It wasn't bad. Seemed to move along a little quicker.
Yeah.
And there were a couple laughable moments.
Did
so,
Jimmy Kimmel
so I'll take
host?
It.
I feel like that's the only thing host. I saw
yeah,
about it.
Actually, Jimmy Kimmel hosted.
That's where we're going to start with this, is Jimmy Kimmel did host the Oscars, and towards the very end, he said, "This fine night's about all of you, but I did get some feedback live when I was backstage, just kind of looking at my phone, and if you don't mind, I would like to read y'all this feedback." So here's Jimmy.
This is really good what he did.
Here's
here.
Jimmy Kimmel reading a pretty bad tweet that he got about himself from someone watching the Oscars.
"Has there ever been a worse host than Jimmy Kimmel at the Oscars? His opening was that of a less than average person trying too hard to be something which he is not and never can be. Get rid of Kimmel and perhaps replace him with another washed up but cheap ABC talent, George Sloppenopoulos. He would make everybody on stage look bigger, stronger, and more glamorous. Blah, blah, blah. Make America great again."
And that's when the audience realized it was Trump.
Okay, now, see if you can guess which former president just posted that on Truth Social. Anyone? No? Well, thank you, President Trump. Thank you for watching. I'm surprised you're still... Isn't it past your jail time?
Good zinger at the end. So that was one of the standout moments that were clearly kind of just not ad-libbed, but you know what I mean? Like, they saw it backstage and kind of planned to add that in. And it was a nice little dunk because we all know our former president doesn't like it when the establishment's mean to him. And it wasn't very nice. But one of my favorite moments was a little more dorkier. They had Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito come out on stage and present an award together, which is funny because it's like, oh, it's the two guys from Twins.
Right. Movie, what was it? How long ago was Twins? Jeez. Was it the 90s?
90s early 90s.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Danny DeVito is always great. Arnold Schwarzenegger becoming more charming in his old age. And this is the two of them in a moment some of us nerds might kind of like.
Arnold and I are presenting tonight together for a very obvious reason.
We both tried to kill Batman.
Yeah. Well, we both tried. I as the Penguin in Batman Returns.
And I was Mr. Freeze in Batman and Robin.
How did Batman beat you?
Oh, he used my one weakness against me.
Heat?
Love.
Oh. He threw me out a window. Yeah, really.
Batman, the son of a bitch.
Where is he?
Yeah.
He's here.
I hate him.
There he is. He's right here. Look.
You Michael have Keaton.
Yeah, they're pointing to Michael Keaton.
You got, you know.
The son of a bitch.
You are a real beak breaker. I'm going to see you after the governor's ball.
So they show Michael Keaton, and he's just making a real, like, stone-cold stoic face during the whole thing.
Oh, man, that one was for us.
That was a good one. I just like that Arnold's like, "You got a lot of nerve coming here." That was one of those moments where you're like, I bet they kind of planned that backstage.
Kind of planned it. I guarantee
about?
You that's the kind of joke that was already tested and worked out months in advance.
You think that they knew Michael Keaton was going to be right there?
He was invited, and he was seated there for that day.
Okay.
They sent these invitations out, I'm pretty sure, a while ago.
I mean, usually I agree, but to me, I feel like they grabbed him like, "Hey, Michael Keaton's in the front row. Let's work this Batman angle."
No, but love that you think that's how it's going.
I don't. I know that's not how it's going. Yeah. That's how
I want to
pretend how it was going. But that was one of the cuter moments. Ryan Gosling did a pretty good song and dance to Barbie movie. There were some jokes made about Emma Stone nude, and
wait, what?
Other than that, the Oscars happened. So there you go. Congrats, yeah, everyone.
Now they're over.
Lots of winners. Few losers. Probably more losers than winners, I'm going to be honest. But overall, good times were had, and you know, maybe next year we'll be there in the front row too.
And that's the ones for that's the one for movies or for music.
I do confuse the Academies and the wait. The Academies and Oscars are the same. No, the Academies are the Grammys. Academies are Grammys.
The Grammys, the Academy Recording, and then the Academy of Motion Picture. They're all Academy. They're all Academy Awards.
Okay,
but they the Oscars are.
What are the Tonys?
That's for staging. Whoa. That's for stuff you do on the stage from the Academy of Acting in person, live at a theater-ish. Congratulations on your home security system that doesn't work.
Greetings, listener. It is now time for Weird or Wired.
Home security, is it weird or is it wired when it's not working? Let's find out.
It seems like all the rage these days, just like having a wreath on your door at the holidays or Christmas lights or something like that. But people love decorating their houses now with surveillance cameras, right?
Yeah, I got a Ring doorbell up in a tree.
Oh, you got a doorbell in a tree?
Yeah.
What for? The squirrels?
Yeah. That's nuts.
Oh, shame on you. Shame. Sorry.
It was right there. Why wouldn't they take a stab at it? It turns out tech-savvy burglars have been buying something called a Wi-Fi jammer. And you turn it on outside of somebody's house, and a lot of these surveillance cameras that you buy on places like Amazon, Facebook Marketplace, that seem like a really good deal because you're like, oh, wait, this is way cheaper than buying one of the big brands. One of the reasons they're cheaper is that they don't have Wi-Fi jamming, anti-Wi-Fi jamming, whatever, inside of them. The point of it is that...
Well, or you could just go out someone's house and just cut the cable cord, too, to their internet. But, yeah, that's why I have two systems. System redundancy. I have one that records even if it loses Wi-Fi.
Well, these affordable home security devices from the likes of
Blink,
Ring,
Google Nest,
Eufy, all of these, the jammers are, they stop them in a hurry, and then they just walk in your house, and there's no problem.
Well, let's say...
LAPD has been showing, like, they started, I don't know how, I feel like they could have gotten this out in a different way than just going, hey, everybody, look at this, and... They even said, look, you can get this Wi-Fi jammer on Amazon for $40. It's like, maybe don't give them the hint.
Can you jam their Wi-Fi jammer that they're using? And maybe if you're at home, just jam them back?
Oh, good call.
Double jam.
Who's jamming the jammers?
Yeah.
Who's jamming the people that jam the jammers?
Oh, that's true.
Who's jamming the people that jam the people that jam the jammers?
It just goes on and on. You're right.
See, that's why I got that tree cam, because I'll see them walking up early.
Now, technically...
Get the jam out.
Technically speaking, Wi-Fi jammers are illegal.
Yeah, just like those clickers that open gates.
Yes. Here's the thing, though, you should know, is that if you're already a home thief, you probably don't care that, I'm not supposed to have the illegal Wi-Fi jammer. Plus, you can buy it online. You know what else you can buy online? Valium. You can have that shipped in from China. Why not have a Wi-Fi jammer added to your order?
Where can you buy that online, the Valium?
Tell us more about that. I think the problem, even though, is they give us more of a false sense of security because... Ring cameras, if someone's at your doorbell stealing a package, you're never going to figure out who that face is.
Right.
But if I slip on the ice and bust my ass, or if I come home with a Lego package late at night, my girlfriend's got that covered.
Yeah, and it's posted. The only thing a Ring camera is good for is letting you know when your packages arrive so you can get all excited at work and be like, oh, I can't wait to get home.
Watch them get stolen.
My package is here.
You can yell at the delivery person too, right?
You can talk with, I use it to yell at my dogs usually. If they're not home security, if that's what you're thinking they're for, they can help. They can maybe be a little bit of a deterrent. I guess some people might be less likely to go up and grab a package or break in if they see that kind of stuff. But overall, I think it's more for giving you comfort.
I've rigged mine to shoot flames out of it.
Booby traps are illegal in Texas. I learned that the hard way.
Are they really?
Yeah, you can't booby trap.
Nothing?
Even on your own property, even if someone on your property is committing a crime while on your property, if they get hurt by a booby trap, that's on you. So no razor wires, no snares, no pits with spikes at the bottom. You cannot booby trap property in Texas.
No, I just learned this, and I'm really sad.
Really?
No booby traps at all?
Even in your house, you can't home alone it. No, you cannot.
Okay. What about the rope that's covered in a bunch of leaves, and then when you run by, I pull the other side of
the rope? That's a snare. You can't do that. It's booby trapping.
Yeah, but you activated it, so it's like, well, that, I guess that is sort of like attacking.
What if I don't
someone?
Have boobs?
It doesn't matter.
Well, it's not true either.
Yeah, you do got some floppers there.
Matt, do they suggest anything that maybe could potentially help people? Is it besides just uninstalling those?
Never leave your house.
Oh, yeah, they did say the best solution is just to lock yourself inside of your house and realize that the end of the world is already upon us.
Did you know? Welcome to the learning segment of the show, Matt. I thought, I've been starting off with so many did you knows recently that I don't even get to take time, sit back, listen, and hear you do what you do best, which is educate the population of humans out there listening with a little quick fact and fun phrase.
Hey, look, if you still need to bring up some did you know facts on your phone and you'd like me to start, you can just say that.
Did you know? That's absolutely what I'm doing.
Did you know?
Start us off.
Let's talk about a girl named nicknamed Sober Sue. Ooh. She was offered a job at a theater, and then the theater in turn said, "Hey, when you come in and you pay your $2 or whatever to come into this theater, we will give you $1,000 if you can make Sober Sue laugh at any point." Okay. There was a deal. The entire summer, this is a long time ago, obviously, the entire summer, people would come in to try to make her laugh. In fact, professional comedians came onto the show to try to make her laugh. And this, then she became kind of the center of the whole why people started going to this theater. They were making tons of money. It turns out no one was successful. No one got her to laugh the entire summer. It was not revealed until years later that sadly, she had had a disease that left her with facial paralysis, and she had the inability to laugh. Yeah, she thought this was funny, but she couldn't laugh. Her face didn't move. So,
oh man,
yes.
Oh, that's like a Divine Comedy type thing.
Really, it really is. It's its own kind of bizarre movie, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right.
Weird.
Well, anyway, have you had time to look up anything now, or were you too busy thinking about Sober Sue?
I was too busy thinking about why we don't dress up more here at work.
All right, well, then I'll tell you this right now.
Okay.
Did you know the song Cotton Eye Joe?
Where did he come from?
It predates Tchaikovsky. That's right. Cotton Eye Joe, really old, came out before Tchaikovsky.
It was a Russian composer.
Should have patented
it. You've heard some of his songs.
Should have done that. That's a Grammy Award winning right there. Hey, did you know people who listen to that song probably don't wear neckties? And if you work in an office in New York City, you don't have to wear a necktie because did you know it's illegal for offices in the NYC to require men to wear ties without also requiring women to wear ties?
Cool.
So it's a discrimination to make someone wear a tie to the office. But as I've learned, when you work in those sort of corporate environments, they'll find a way to fire you. If you're not, best sometimes just to wear a tie if it's strongly suggested. And my favorite ties are all clip-ons, so it's easy. I don't get the big bitch. Just button it to your shirt.
Make
good
it
to go.
You make it, baby.
That's what I do.
Did you know?
Do we know?
In 1986, there was a store chain called Silo. It was an electronics store. It was also, I looked it up because it's real, apparently. It's called Downings in Colorado, and if you're from Arizona or California, it was called Appliance TV City. Anyway, they had advertised a stereo as costing 299 bananas, with the word bananas being slang for dollars. However, 32 people legally bought the stereos with 299 banana fruits.
Yeah. Hey, guys, did you know the Eiffel Tower? They tore it down. Yeah. Did you know the Eiffel Tower was actually supposed to be demolished in 1909 because its lease ran out? They don't need it anymore, and I think it had become kind of in disrepair, and the whole area was ugly. Turns out what saved it is they were able to use it as a very powerful antenna during World War I.
Yeah.
So to fight the Germans on the front, they kept the Eiffel Tower around.
Cool.
Matt, do you know what an Eiffel Tower is with your buddy?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, good.
What is it?
You stay right there, and then CJ and I are going to show you.
High five.
Sacrificing body, mind, and spirit for the perfect D's Nuts joke. The CJ Morgan Show on 101X.